My dear friend, you do not recognize the floods that have been sent upon you. These floods shall increase, and many will die. And these floods shall be in diverse places, places not known before to have had such an occurrence. Many mothers' hearts will be saddened. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense. For I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1984. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now, a lady is looking around, and she's taking from about her waist her rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and what appeared to be the rainbow's colors of the Hail Marys on Our Lady's beads. I do believe that the beads change color as Our Lady turns in each direction. Now, Our Lady is looking up to Jesus. He's standing there. Jesus has nothing on his head now, no cowl. See, he has on a cape, a beautiful red velvet cape, which is held together, fastened by a bow made of like gold silk cord about his neck. Jesus' hair is blowing slightly in the wind. Now he's looking over to his mother and nodding with a smile. Our Lady now is taking out her rosary from about her waist, and she's blessing the people on her right like this: in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, as Jesus is watching and he's nodding, Our Lady now returns over above the statue, and Jesus is over her now. He's not standing beside her, but he seems to be higher in the sky. Our Lady is nodding with a smile and taking her crucifix, her golden crucifix, on her beautiful rosary, and holding it up like this and blessing the people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is turning to her left, that would be our right, and starting to move towards the right side of the field here, above the trees. Now, Jesus is following, and Our Lady now is, for the third time, extending her crucifix from her rosary out like this, and making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is turning to her right, and she's now floating across the sky to join Jesus, who's standing about 15 to 20 feet above Our Lady's statue. Now they are both together. Our Lady is at Jesus' right side. Now Jesus is looking at Our Lady and nodding his head, and the Blessed Mother has touched now her lips with her first forefinger, which indicates directly that one must listen now and repeat. My child and my children, our hearts are surely gladdened by all who have come here to the sacred grounds to be with me and my son on this wonderful occasion. It was many years ago that I came unto you, my child Veronica, for a reason. And this reason has been accomplished by the mere fact that the words from heaven have reached every major nation in the world, and the United States and Canada. The European market for the message has been plentiful and fruitful. Know, my children, that nothing has been wasted. No act of charity has been wasted, and none shall say that they didn't try, because that is also the secret of success into the kingdom of God, is that you will try to follow in my son's steps. Now, Lady is turning over and looking at Jesus and motioning. Now, Jesus, he's not moving his lips the way Our Lady does. It's actually the only human way I could say is that he transfers his being, the Holy Spirit, within you to kind of like take you over so that you could be a voice box for heaven. Now, Jesus is nodding, and he's now touching his first fingers to his lips like this. My child and my children, we come with a joyful heart for all who have come to these sacred grounds, but our hearts are heavily laden with grief because so many are still on the road to perdition. Ignorance may give them a short reprieve in the in Portugal, my children. There's something I must tell you. In Portugal, I have made an appearance there, and I was among those who did not know me because of the state's appointments. States, S-T-A-T-E-S, appointment. My child and my children, you do not recognize the floods that had been set upon you. These floods shall increase, and many will die. And these floods shall be in diverse places, places not known before to have had such an occurrence. Many mothers' hearts will be saddened.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On August 14, 1973, Veronica saw this vision. She says, now above the flagpole is appearing the letters FLOOD, F-L-O-O-D-S, great heat in the plague. Then there's a large hand. Now I see a large hand, five fingers like this, and it's waving its hand across the sky like this. I can't see whose hand it is, but the hand is very lighted. I fear it is. Yes, it is Jesus, unquote. On September 6, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, "Man does not recognize the warnings from the Eternal Father. There shall be great disturbances of nature. There shall be floods, earthquake, and great loss of life. Pray that this destruction does not come close to your families. Many children will die," unquote. Then St. Michael appeared to Veronica on March 18, 1983, and said, "Because of the great abominations in your country and in many countries throughout the world, you shall be cleansed by trial. Floods, death, destruction, you bring upon yourselves this chastisement, great heat and the plague," unquote. Then on November 1, 1985, St. Michael again appeared to Veronica and said, "My child and my children, your world is heading for a great catastrophe. Earthquakes will increase, floods will increase. There will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth throughout the world as calamity upon calamity befalls mankind. And why? Because you do not listen to the Queen of Heaven, who has come to you as a queen of peace to bring the world back from the cataclysm it is facing," unquote. And finally, on March 18, 1978, Our Lady said, quote, "A gradual cleansing by trial shall be set upon mankind. The elements shall be used to bring great changes upon earth. They will not only be beneficial, my children. Blood shall rage in the fore, my children. The atmosphere shall burn in the near future because man has set himself among the stars and gone too high in his pursuits. Oh, my children, how many earth years have I traveled among you, crying to you as your mother to come back now from the wide road that you have chosen, a road that will take you only to the abyss of banishment and damnation," unquote. How can we protect our families, our loved ones, and our home from disaster? On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors," unquote. We have a home protection packet which contains 4 crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order it today. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and that Our Lady will appear over the old church building as she has promised, very soon. Also, we ask you to pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. Now on the internet, we have the actual original audio recordings of many of the messages as received from Jesus and Mary. We also have special prophecy reports on floods, UFOs, and the newly reported gigantic pistol star fireball. Visit us at www.tldm.org, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. Tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1984. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
Also, my children, I have tried to warn you through my mother and countless other personages from heaven to prepare, for you are fast heading for a war, the Third World War, the war that shall make mankind extinct. But for the few who are chosen to keep up the faithful and the true banner before mankind, the faithful and true banner that states, this is my Jesus. Now, Jesus is going over slowly towards the top of the statue. He's standing there now and looking all about him. There seems to be something very serious happening because he can barely talk. Jesus' voice is choked with emotion. My child and my children, you must keep the message from heaven going throughout the world with haste, great haste, for no one knows the day or the hour. But we have recognized the signs and have given these to you, my children. The Eternal Father knows all and sees all and knows every heart that has been placed upon earth. However, the Eternal Father has said, there will be a great destruction upon mankind very soon because of their lack of listening to the cautions of my mother and our appearances throughout the world. War is a punishment for man's sins. There will be wars and more wars, and yet their hearts are hardened and their ears are deafened to the fact that this can happen in the United States, Canada, and any part of the world that the enemy has infiltrated into. My child, this is not a lesson in politics. This is but a lesson of reality. What will happen if you do not accept the messages from heaven and pray, do penance, do much to help my mother in her mission, for so many are needed, so many prayers are needed for those poor souls who have no one to pray for them. You ask my child countless times in the power of God, why do you not just take them from the earth and cure them of their illness, the illness of ignorance and the illness of avarice? My child, there is one thing you must understand. Man has a free will and shall not be forced through the gates of heaven. He must come of his own free will. Many prayers and penances that have taken place throughout the world and given to those souls who need them most have saved many from purgatory. The day will come when all of you will understand fully the message from heaven and the existence of hell, purgatory, and heaven.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1984. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony I have here is a videotape taken on the vigil ground. My name is Rose from Baltimore, Maryland. I am here at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. I had a miracle performed on me on June 18, 1990. I had cataracts. And when I went to the vigil and got on the holy ground of Our Lady of the Roses, the rain was coming down very hard, and the water was coming down on my face. and it was burning my skin. And I couldn't believe it. It was burning my skin. It was hot on my cheek. And through the whole time I was there, I was saying the rosary. So then after that, I went home, and I had to go back to my doctor on Wednesday to have the cataracts removed by surgery. When I got to the surgeon, he didn't see any cataracts. He said, he doesn't see any cataracts and wants to know who was the doctor. And I said, well, he was an eye specialist. So then he sent me to another doctor, and then he put drops in my eyes and made me sit out in the hall for 2 minutes. Then I went back into his office, and he couldn't find any cataracts. I said, there is no cataracts. I don't have to have any operation. He said, no. So this is a miracle, because I was never so happy because I didn't have to go to the hospital to have these cataracts removed. And I was all prepared for this. Our Lady of the Roses really blessed me and gave me a miracle. The doctor had told me that I had to have an operation for the cataracts, and he diagnosed it as cataracts at both eyes, and he said I'd only have to take one eye at a time. So I come back here this evening in Thanksgiving to thank Blessed Mother Mary and Jesus for healing me and performing this miracle. I can see beautifully. I used to go to church on Sundays, and I couldn't see the altar. I couldn't see the priest. I couldn't even read the hymn. It looked like Oriental writing. It looked like half words. And when I came through this and went back that next Sunday, I never was so happy. I really felt like dancing in church because I could see everything. I could see the altar, the priest. Even the doctor says, now you can see the saints, but I didn't see the saints. But I saw the priest, and then I saw the lecture, and I could read the hymns. This minute, I still can't believe. I am healed beautifully. I can see beautifully. It's a miracle. That's the end of the videotape. Now I have another one here. This party is from California. Dear Our Lady's workers, I have believed in the message of Bayside from Our Lady and Jesus to the world since I first read the message 11 years ago. I thank God for Bayside, myself and my family, and all my friends. Had quit going to church for many, many years. When I first read the messages, I knew it to be true. It made perfect sense to me. It brought together everything I wondered about for so many years, about the church, the directions it was going, the mass, and a great many other things in everyday life. We used to believe in reincarnation after falling away from the church. What a lie. All the New Age garbage. Bayside has allowed me to see what is really going on in and our country and the world, to see the big picture. People who don't or can't understand the purpose of the messages, my heart breaks for them. They are also susceptible to Satan's lies and tricks. Reading the messages gives you a way to steer yourself and family through life. And I would never have my child baptized when she was first born. I had been adamant about it. No matter how much Mom pleaded, I was born and raised in San Francisco and had 13 years of Catholic schooling. When I entered my sophomore year, when they announced that we could now touch the Eucharist, I couldn't believe it and decided this was not the Catholic Church I knew. From that time on, I never went to Mass or confession again. Many people felt the way at that time, as well as I am sure for similar reasons. A few years later, by now, I was reading about reincarnation. This is one of the many reasons Our Lady's messages are so important to me. when I read about the false pope, I knew it was true immediately. I called my mom and I said, it was through the Bayside messages that I went to confession, to Holy Communion, and I go to Mass wearing a brown scapula. I've been delivered from heroin addiction, cocaine. I have no desire to ever do these drugs. I am drug-free for 10 years. Bayside messages have given me my family hope that God does care about us, that he really, he knows exactly what's going on, and that all is not lost. Someday in heaven, we can share all the stories and experiences due to reading these messages and doing what Our Lady asked. I was at the anniversary vigil 2 years ago with my family and friends, and I will never forget so many supernatural things happened to us on the ground and from New York and on the plane. We saw the beautiful white lights popping and circling around the pavilion right before Veronica arrived. I was also shown a beautiful and sad vision. Just before Veronica left, there was a huge flash of white light, and I looked up, and on the tree near Veronica's left was Jesus hanging on the cross, as he did on the cross. And he looked so sad. I can't believe that God would grace me with such a beautiful and sad vision. I received many supernatural photos over the years. May God bless you all, and then that is fine. And that's all I have today, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you.